You're listening to a podcast from 702.
You heard that the Reserve Bank has lodged papers in the High Court basically outlining how the public protector, Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane, met with both the presidency and the state security agency while drawing up her report, in which she said the inflation-setting mandate of the Reserve Bank should be changed. You remember when the bank challenged that finding in court, she then refused to defend the finding. So she basically made the finding in public and then abandoned it as soon as the lawyers got involved. And as part of these legal papers now that were revealed yesterday is a handwritten note by Mkhwebane of a meeting she had with the state security industry, in which she says, and I've got it in front of me, she has a heading, a copy of it, she has a heading, SARB, so South African Reserve Bank, and she's got interest to nations as the second line, and as the first line, and the second line is, how are they vulnerable? And that makes you wonder what on earth the motive was for this meeting with the state security agency, why she was meeting with them and the presidency as part of this inquiry. The spokesperson for the public protector is Cleopatra Masana. She's on the line to me now. Cleopatra, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning to you, Stephen, and your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
First things first, is this the handwriting of Advocate Mkhwebane? Did she make this note during a meeting with the state security agency?
Unless you can prove it beyond reasonable doubt, it's not the handwriting of Advocate Mkhwebane.
So who made the note then?
You would note that during the meeting, there would be investigators who take notes during an investigation. So those notes were part of the scribble notes, which were part of the investigation. So that is not Advocate Mkhwebane's handwriting.
Why then was there not a clear? Why was that not made clear at the very beginning? I mean, these documents are given to the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank makes the point in its affidavit. It's actually difficult to know who wrote what. Why on earth would they? Why were they not made clear? I would have thought there'd be proper record keeping in your office.
Oh, whilst I do not intend to answer to the allegations contained in the South African Reserve Bank, as you would note that the matter is going to be heard on the 23rd of October. So I will limit myself to try and deal with the issues that are sending the wrong narratives, which are trying to create public distrust in terms of why did the public protector meet the presidency. She can meet anybody during an investigation, and that's why she met the presidency and the state security.
I'm afraid that's not good enough. It's not good enough to just say that she can meet with someone. We still surely can ask the question, but why did she meet with someone?
Okay, correctly so. If you remember, we are dealing with the CS report, and the CS report, she issued a Section 79 to three parties, and it was involved in the South African government. So when she wrote correspondence to the presidency, the presidency then requested to meet with Advocate Mkhwebane to get issues of clarity. So it's not an issue that this meeting was there was something sinister. It's not something that could not be done. It's just that the presidency needed clarity based on the correspondence that Advocate Mkhwebane had written to the presidency.
Why would she write correspondence to them about? So she wrote correspondence about the CX report. Did she meet with the Reserve Bank when she was deciding that she was going to recommend that their mandate be changed?
On the Section 79, the Reserve Bank had the opportunity to. They never made the request to meet with Advocate Mkhwebane.
But they didn't know she was going to recommend that the mandate be changed.
It depends. You would remember, as I would say, that I would not want to deal with the merits and demerits of the issue. As you know, that she will be putting everything into her answering affidavit, which will be filing it on the 23rd.
But what can be put in an affidavit in the future that you can't say in public now, Cleopatra?
What I cannot say in the public is the issue. There are a lot of things that are incorrect. Section 79 was issued to the Reserve Bank. The question we need to ask ourselves is, did the Reserve Bank respond to that Section 79? And the question is no. Did the presidency respond? And the answer is yes. Did the state security respond? And the answer is yes. So those are the issues that I'm trying to deal with here. And I think, as you can see, this is a diversion from a well-orchestrated issue where people are trying to undermine the independence of the public protector.
I'm sorry, it's not us who are trying to undermine it, Cleopatra. I don't think it's the South African Reserve Bank. I mean, the question, what I'm trying to say is that one of the investigators working for the public protector, under Advocate Mkhwebane, made this note, South African Reserve Bank, how are they vulnerable? Right?
You would, no,
Yes, that's your version. Yes. So why would an investigator working for the public protector do that?
I think it will be misleading of you to just take a certain extract of those notes. As you would know, in an investigation, you scribble a lot of notes and then you sift them through. What we need to look at, what was in the report. Whatever you might have written in the notes might not make it into the final report. So I don't think we should spend a lot of time focusing on the notes, because I think that's another diversion to try to take attention from the issue that we're dealing with here.
All right, so let's look at the context then. We have a person who used to work for the State Security Agency. She gets nominated to the position by the IFP, interestingly, but she then gets appointed by the President after a parliamentary process. But we know that she used to work for the State Security Agency. She comes out with a report that as soon as is challenged, and it's a report that's explosive, just before an ANC policy conference, coincidentally, and in that report she suddenly makes a finding that was not asked for. She was asked to investigate the Absa bailout, the Bancor bailout. She suddenly comes and says, and goes beyond her powers in saying that that Parliament must change the constitution to change the mandate of the Reserve Bank. The moment it is challenged, she abandons the finding. Now we find that she met with the President and she met with the State Security Agency. One of the investigators, on your version, says, how are they vulnerable underneath the heading the Reserve Bank? And she did not at any time indicate to the Reserve Bank that she was going to make this finding. And you say it's the narrative that makes us think she's not independent?
She is an independent thinker. I think, Stephen, one of the things I need to clarify, that this perception that Advocate Mkhwebane works for State Security Agency, therefore people must have a suspicion that she must have been a spy, is wrong. You would note that she has clarified it many a times that she only worked there for only 3 months. She was an employee of the Department of Home Affairs, and there's nothing there that seems to suggest that she was a spy. And anybody who has any evidence to prove, it's just that people create perceptions, that cloud hangs over your head, and people, when you say to them, give me evidence for whatever allegations that you are making against me, which is she has done in this case on the DA, and people are not providing evidence. So it is wrong to cast aspersions on people's integrity without getting to the facts. So we only have to deal with the facts here.
So why then, if these notes, and this is your version, this note is not a complete record of the meeting, is there a complete record of the meeting?
The meeting was not recorded.
Why not?
Why should it be recorded? The public protector chooses. As I say, the public protector doesn't work alone. She works with a team. So if you saw those scribble notes, I think it's about 5 or 7 pages. One of the investigators that was working on it, it's like me, if I'm sitting in a meeting and writing my notes, the public protector wouldn't know what I am writing, I'm scribbling for myself. At the end of the day, she wouldn't know what I've written down. So it is wrong to create an impression that the notes that you see being attached are the notes which were authored by Advocate Mkhwebane. I think this is a diversion tactic that is used by those people who are continuing to have ulterior motive to discredit the reputation of public protector and her independence.
This could all be cleared up by a recording of the conference, which you say doesn't exist, and yet Advocate Mkhwebane is an advocate. In other words, she would know that if she's going to make a decision like this as the public protector, she would have to at one point provide a record of decision. That's the legal phrase for it. That would mean that this meeting would have to be recorded. And yes, it wasn't. Unless, of course, it was and then destroyed.
There's nothing, why would she destroy any meeting? Because you see, the narrative that we are trying to perpetuate is as if there would have been a conspiracy, you know, to scheming of destroying some evidence. She wouldn't do that. And as you would know, when you consult people, you consult and you choose the manner in which the consultation must happen. If you think that there should be a recording, you do the recording. If you think that certain things must not be recorded for issues of confidentiality, that does happen.
So it was decided. It was decided for confidential reasons not to record it then.
Look, you must understand the investigation process. There is a whole lot of interpretation that goes through. If you are doing an investigation, there are certain things. For issues of confidentiality, somebody might say, I want to tell you something. And if somebody wants to share some information with you and you think that that information is not material enough, so there's no need for it to be on record, what you should be focusing on is the issue is, what is in the report? I think that's what is substantial here. So whether the meeting is recorded or not, I don't think is the issue here.
Of course, it would clear these notes up, though.
It would what?
It would clear up the notes, Cleopatra. I mean, that's the point. But I think we've both said our piece. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks. All right.
Cleopatra Massana, spokesperson for the Public Protector.